Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
That is what's up. What's up? What's up? What's up? Hi, everybody. Thanks for checking out The Buzz 24/7 Archive Friday. Hope you got something cool happening this weekend. Maybe a little bit of getaway, a little bit of relaxation, hanging with friends, something like that. On a Friday, we dip into the archives here in The Buzz 24/7. And today, the original Spider-Man, right? Also so good in Heartbreak Ridge. Archive Friday today, our interview with actor Andrew Garfield.
Andrew Garfield. When I watched Hacksaw Ridge, I did not know that story. And it's supposedly based on a true event.
Yep.
And if you watched it, it's a World War II movie. It is insane what this one guy did. Now, this movie that he, and he's supposed to be in any minute, but this movie is called Breathe. And in here, I think it's based on true events as well. And it's a very interesting story about a guy who contracted polio back in a long time ago, when if you got polio, you were on a bed for the rest of your life. You didn't leave the hospital. This is the story of the guy who changed that. So it's pretty cool. But he was really good. And when I went in to see The Amazing Spider-Man, I saw it afterwards. I didn't go to the theater. I was poised to not like it because I like Tobey Maguire. I like the original Spider-Man. I don't like Spider-Man 2.
Is Tobey really the original?
Well, for this round of movies, you know, I didn't like Doc Ock, you know, and then when they got to that stupid Sandman, like, I'm going to be afraid of a pile of sand.
I didn't like him anyways, because ever since Wings, he drives me crazy.
I like him.
He's great.
Oh, but in Wings, he had this horrible character.
No, it wasn't horrible. It was Lowell. He was funny.
He was the comic relief.
Lowell was so dumb.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And
he was just a character.
So was Woody in Cheers. He was a great character.
But I like Woody. I don't know.
Yeah. But anyway, I went and saw begrudgingly. I mean, I watched The Amazing Spider-Man, and it was good. He was good. So, he's going to be joining us. We are ready for Andrew Garfield. They're hooking us up with him now, actually. So,
I was really pumped about this.
No, I'm excited.
I know. You were
great.
Yesterday was like during commercial break when he was booking. He's like, yeah,
I'm excited.
I think I got him.
Yeah.
I got him.
It's
like, I was like, okay, calm down. Who'd you get?
It's like landing a Marlin. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
kinda, that's what I felt. I'm like, wow, like he's psyched.
Andrew, are you there? Okay, not yet. So I'm hoping that
hear that he's creeped out.
I heard them; they were there.
Yeah, I heard.
Hacksaw Ridge, so good.
Yeah,
crazy good.
I did not know that story.
Social Network, man. That movie was out; it was huge, and then it disappears. Not on any of the cable networks. They never show it again. Did what? Did Zuckerberg put the quash on that? What happened with that?
Good question.
I love when you put somebody into Google. The first thing that pops up is Andrew Garfield is here to remind you that true love exists.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah. Suave. That's from Vanity Fair.
I'm waiting. I don't hear it.
You know, Greg, I don't hear anything either.
Thank you, Kelly. Appreciate that. I got to double check myself.
You heard it clicking.
Before I double wreck myself. Anyway.
I think you can do that.
Thanks very much.
I guess you could.
Show you some pictures.
I wonder if I should hang up and let him try again.
Did they say how much time when they click?
No, it's just a quick thing. I'm gonna hang up. I'm gonna let him go. I got it.
Was that the interview?
No.
Is it over?
It's coming. Something happened. I'm gonna drop the line. That bums me out. He'll come back. He's gonna come back.
Hopefully.
I love World War II movies.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And they've just gotten better, really. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The zenith, Kelly, I think, was Wind Talkers.
You're joking. No,
was that one? Was that a World War One or World War Two?
No, was Nicolas Cage. War II.
Yeah, it was not.
What's the World War One one? I just saw. What's that one? Dunkirk.
That's a great one. I loved it. I talked about how much I loved it, and nobody and people were like, "Oh, that movie was awful." I don't know. What were you watching? I thought it was very good. Come on, man. This is where you're sort of you're hamstrung.
I know Greg will see this movie. Will you see the movie? Or is it too lovey for you?
It's not lovey. It's a great story of the human spirit. Yes, and I will see it.
Well, I know you
but
will.
But it is a love story.
But it is a love and romance story, and I know Val will pick it when you guys have your movie night.
Greg will pick it.
But
I would see this in a heartbeat. Breathe, the movie? Oh, I would see it in a heartbeat.
Oh!
There are other movies that don't have explosions, and they're good movies.
Okay. You might like it. I mean, it is a disease.
No, he's never going to like it. He's never going to like it because the subject matter is too rough for him.
Thank you.
Why?
I'm just speaking the truth.
Thank you.
A devastating disease might have him hooked, but the love story might just...
Is he British? I mean, I don't know if Andrew Garfield is actually British.
In real life?
Because he plays a British guy in the movie.
His parents are split. One's American, one's British, I believe.
Okay. I know he did theater.
I thought he grew up in England.
Come on, man.
Born in L.A. to a British-born mother and American-born father.
Did you really book this?
When he was three, he moved to the U.K.
That's Great Britain.
He is of English and Polish-Jewish heritage.
Okay, hopefully. Let me see this here.
Is this next Friday?
Okay, hi, we're ready. I don't know what happened. There we go. They put us through. Andrew Garfield joining us on the phone. Andrew, are you there?
I'm here. Is that you, Greg?
Yes. Yay! Thank you. I was. They were doubting me. They were like, "You didn't really book Andrew Garfield." I'm like, "Yes, I did. Yes, I did." A pleasure.
I'm right here. This is me.
I'm
in England.
All right. Excellent. Well, let me just say, I'm a big fan. Let's get that out of the way. Brand new movie coming out called Breathe. And before I get to that, I just want to say, Hacksaw Ridge. Wow. I just have to... That was such a great movie. Your performance in it was unbelievable. Excellent work.
Oh, thank you.
I mean...
Thank you so much. No, I'm very, very proud to be a part of that film. And, you know, that story of Desmond Doss is one that I think people will remember now. And hopefully his name will be remembered. And, you know, he was a hero in the true sense of the word.
And Greg brought up a point when after he saw the movie, what took so long for us to hear this story? Because it's an amazing story.
Yeah, absolutely. It's because Desmond was a really humble man. He didn't really want his story told, but I think, you know, his church, the Seventh-day Adventists, basically convinced him that, you know, if more people knew about what you did and knew about your life, that it could inspire other people to live a life of devotion, a life devoted to other people, to serving something greater than themselves, which, of course, we really need more and more of in the current modern climate that we're in, don't you think?
Yeah, well, absolutely. And then fast forward to this movie, Breathe, where you star as Robin Cavendish. Now, is this movie based on a true story as well?
Yeah, it's all true. Everything that you see in the film is absolutely true. They are these two remarkable people, Diana and Robin Cavendish, and they had these remarkable lives. And Robin, when he was 28, he got polio when he was in Kenya, and he was paralyzed from the neck down. And, you know, he went through a lot of grief. He went through, you know, he went through the grief of losing his body. But after a couple of years of kind of depression and not really wanting to live anymore, with the love of his wife and his friends, he decided, you know what, okay, I'm going to be here. But not only am I going to be alive, but I'm going to live as fully and richly as possible. I'm going to keep pushing the envelope and I'm going to keep going further. And he developed all this amazing technology to help himself live a rich life. And then he spread all that technology to other people who had a similar fate, or who were quadriplegic and were living on ventilators, not able to breathe for themselves. And he gave access to the world to all these other people like him.
Yeah, who instead of being, you know, kept to a bed, confined to a bed for the rest of their life, could actually be mobile in chairs. And it looks like an amazing story. And that is an interesting choice because it's so parallel to the kind of hope and the strength in humanity that you talked about from Hacksaw Ridge, right? I mean, there is a parallel there.
Definitely, yeah. I think it all boils down to, you know, everyone. I believe everyone in the world, I think you all agree, is that we all have a purpose here. We all have something to give to the world.
Yeah.
whether it's, you know, being a great radio host and bringing joy to people, or, you know, being an actor, being a storyteller, or being a doctor, or being whatever it is, we all have a job to do. And I think these two characters, you know, Robin Cavendish and Desmond Doss, they got in touch with that destiny, with that purpose, and because of that, they were able to change the world in such a beautiful and healing way.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like these grand gestures. It was just simply by being themselves, they had a huge impact on the world.
I have to say, I'm going to take away from this, one of the takeaways, that he just said we were a great radio host. I know that's not technically what he said, but I'm going to use that.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Andrew, this is also, if you are a fan of, like, Andy Serkis, this is his... He directed this movie. So he was King Kong. He was the motion
in the apes.
Unbelievable. Yep. It was his first directing effort. How was it working with him?
Amazing. You know, obviously we know Andy from his amazing work as Gollum, and as you say, in Planet of the Apes, and you know, Caesar in that film. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's a brilliant, brilliant actor unto himself. And now, you know, he's revealing himself to be this really exquisite storyteller that can really, you know, create a beautiful film, very heartfelt, heart on its sleeve, very joyful, very funny. You know, it's kind of a, you know, he describes it as the first ever polio comedy. I love that. It's a really fun, uplifting film.
All right. It's Andrew Garfield, stars as Robin Cavendish in a new movie, Breathe. Kelly.
Just talking about Andy Serkis, Martin Scorsese, Mel Gibson, Robert Redford. Was there any director or movie, Andrew, in which you felt the most pressure?
That's a good question. You know, I feel pressure every time I go to work because I just care deeply about what I do. And I get to tell all these incredible stories. But yeah, I mean, it's a strange thing when you work with someone like Scorsese or David Fincher or Mel Gibson. You kind of, it's a double-edged sword. You feel all this pressure on the one hand because they're such masters, but then on the other hand, you feel very safe because you know that, you know, there's someone watching over you that you know is smarter than you. So there's something kind of, you can play and you can let go, and you know that. That daddy's going to catch you from falling off the edge of the cliff. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I got a question, too. Last question from a listener named Devin, who's at NYU studying acting, and they want to ask you, Andrew, do you have any advice for someone starting out in the acting business?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about advice, but I would say, you know, really, really check in with yourself and, you know, make sure that this is really what you want to do. There's a really great book that I recommend to young actors and artists when they ask me this question. It's called Letters to a Young Poet by Rainer Maria Rilke. And he was a poet himself, and it was these beautiful series of letters between him and his younger poet asking for advice about how to be an artist, how to be... And I think you can apply it to any of the arts. So awesome. I would say get that book, Letters to a Young Poet, and that'll help.
Excellent. Andrew, really great talking to you. Loved what you've done so far. Looking forward to seeing the movie Breathe, man. Thank you very much for coming on with us this morning.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Take care. Thank you. How do you not love the guy, right?
A little too a little too positive.
Does that not work for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be difficult.
I don't believe that we're all here for something. Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe you could read that poetry book before tonight.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Kretschy, when you call a Hollywood star for an interview, do they tell said star you must do the morning buzz? Just curious. Yeah, I mean, no, I don't. Do they? You must? No. They don't. But I will tell you, should I answer how it works? How it can work? Yeah, we got a minute, right? So basically, somebody asked me yesterday on the golf course, do you pay them? No. Are they always promoting something? Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're out there talking about projects.
Yeah, their job is to promote the movie or the book or whatever.
And so basically, they'll say, I have an hour. And I can do 8 interviews all across the United States. Or, you know, 8 interviews, period. Yep.
And do Ellen, GMA, and the bus.
Yeah, one of them. Do. Well, yeah, that's what happens is publicists, your name gets around. Just like bad word spreads, so does good word, fortunately. Because if you treat guests with respect, you don't hear us dumping on guys, bringing them on the show just to dump on them. That's a ridiculous waste of time. I won't do it. I don't invite somebody into our house to treat them like crap. I don't believe in it. Some people get by on that, and that's how they make their money. That's fine, whatever. That's not for us. But when you treat people with respect, the word gets around, and then they want to be. So when there are 4 choices in the United States of America to do an interview with, and they choose us in New England, I think we all look at that as a compliment.
Yeah.
Right? So that's how I feel, man.
It's cool.
Adam Scott coming up next hour. Adam Scott was Derek, right? It was Derek in Step Brothers.
Yes.
He was the Catalina wine mix. I still love that movie, man.
What you looking at, Kemosabe? Yeah.
Rock the blank out of that, Dale! I'm sorry. We're an 80s Billy Joel cover band, dude. There's a million quotes in that movie. Andrew Garfield movies, not as quotable. I gotta tell you. You know, but anyway, 823 on the bus. But there you go, Trucker Tibbs. I hope that answers your question. But anyway, so there it is. All right. And coming up next week, we're going to have Mick Foley. Mick Foley.
Nice.
Pretty cool. And you know they're bringing back American Chopper?
Yes.
And you know,
do we even know if? Remember the whole riff and.
All right, that's what I wanted to ask. That's what I was going to talk about. Paul Tuttle Jr. The riff was real. Remember how we had him on?
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you doing? This is your dad, dude. Never mind all the money and all that stuff. This is your dad. And then we had Paul Sr. on. Mm-hmm. I said the same thing to him. A father and son. It was ridiculous. Well, apparently they're coming back. And Paul Jr. is going to be on with us next week.
I want the brother. Remember the brother?
Mikey! You liked Mikey.
Mikey was great!
You did like Mikey. Let me see here. Kretschy, I'm calling BS. I'm a truck driver. How the hell am I changing the world? I'll tell you how you're changing the world, Chief.
You're delivering the goods.
Because whatever it is in the back of your truck needs to get someplace. And if it don't get there, there are consequences. They may be small on your end, but they could be large on the other end. Yeah, so you're keeping the world moving. You're changing the world. It's all in your perspective. It's being nice to someone in line, letting somebody go in front of you maybe when they're in a rush. Or maybe they get, I don't know, there's a million things.
I disagree on that.
God's sake. Yeah. Just be nice.
Nah. That's all.
There you go. Well, thank you very much for checking us out today. And we appreciate it. We'll be back on Monday, 5:30 in the morning. We'll be waiting for you. I'll get the coffee going and we'll have it ready when you wake up. All right, we'll see you then. Have a great weekend.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.